Welcome back inside the Quicken Loans studios at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. And as a reminder, this interview is being brought to you by our good friends at Progressive Insurance. Did you know that last year, over 3 million drivers switched to Progressive? Call or click today and find out what you can save. Well, right now, we're going to continue our conversation with Pro Football Hall of Famer, and that is the great Bruce Matthews. Bruce, when I think about your family, your legacy, you guys, you're a football dynasty. And I have to just wonder, I mean, was there pressure to play the sport of football? I mean, your dad played in the NFL for 4 years in the 50s.
Right. Yeah, my dad had retired before I was even born. And I was very proud of him, although I never saw him play. And but I grew up wanting to be a Major League Baseball player, catcher specifically, and I literally and figuratively outgrew the position. And then my older brother Clay was 5 years older than me, and it became very apparent that, you know, he was my favorite player and the person that I aspired to be like. And I grew up in awe of my brother, and he set a great example for hard work and the way to approach a game the right way. And we didn't feel any pressure to perform, and my dad made it clear that, hey, if you don't want to play, that's fine, but if you do, you go out and you give your best effort no matter what the situation is. And Kara and I have followed that over to our own kids, and we haven't put any pressure on in terms of them having to play. It's like, if you want to, great. If not, that's fine too, but again, my dad was very emphatic. If you do go out, you don't quit, and you give the best effort you can give and do whatever the coach said. So it made it very simple in terms of how we should approach a game. And the boys have just gravitated to it. It's something, I think, literally that's in our genes. And it's also interesting how all my kids are offensive linemen, and all my brother Clay's kids are defensive players, linebackers, and safety. So,
Houston Oilers great Bruce Matthews is with us tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We are extending this compelling conversation. Good stuff tonight. The title of Bruce's new book is Inside the NFL's First Family, My Life of Football, Faith, and Fatherhood. I've got to ask you, we've got you on the program, what was it like to face your brother Clay in competition, and how challenging of an opponent was he? I mean, you were referencing and talking about Peyton Manning and Eli and the Manning family, but, I mean, few brothers are lucky enough to have that opportunity to play against each other on the pro level.
Right. It really was cool for me as a little brother and to grow up. And, you know, I came to the Oilers a huge Cleveland Browns fan because my brother had been there 5 years. Uh-huh. So I knew all about their roster and everything. So we were fortunate enough to play them twice a year, home and away. And, you know, he was the guy on their defense. And he was one of the marquee guys. And to hear your offensive coordinator get up there on Wednesday morning when he's installing the game plan, talking about your brother, it's like, yeah, that's pretty cool. And it was like, man, I hope people aren't looking at me, because I got this big smile on my face. And we ended up playing like 23, 24 times. And to me, it was the neatest experience. And I think even more so when we played at Cleveland. And the Browns fans love my brother so much. And, you know, you'd be down in the dog pound warming up, and they're throwing stuff at you. And they'd read my name on the back. And, hey, Matthews, you should be up here with the Browns. I love that little bit of attention that I got up there. And I love the fact that my brother would make plays as long as we won. And he beat me for a sack in 1986, and I felt terrible. But at the same time, I'm going, man, if I got to give up a sack, who better than my older brother, Clay?
So how did your parents deal with that? Because I'm sure their emotions were torn, you know, watching your sons out there.
Right. In terms of who they wanted to win or not, that usually wasn't the issue. And fortunately, it usually worked out that either the Browns were really good and we were losing, so they had more at stake. And it typically worked out that way. or if we had a good year and we won. But by and large, they wanted us to get out of the game healthy and just go out there and compete and, you know, all the values that they instilled on us and go out, play hard, and just come out in one piece.
NFL Hall of Famer Bruce Matthews with us tonight. An exclusive interview at SB Nation Radio, the Big East Sports Show. The title of his brand new book. You got to go out and get a copy of it. It is titled Inside the NFL's First Family, My Life of Football, Faith, and Fatherhood. I want to power down just a little bit here, Bruce, because inside the book, you talk about one of the serious subjects, and that is on the depression that your mother battled, and you were open about it and talked about your struggle with it as well. A lot of compassion, a lot of respect for people that have dealt with this. What was the message you wanted the readers to take away from with what you shared in the book?
Yeah, it's, I mean, my mom struggled, like I said, and I did when I was younger. And even so, now I'll have times of, you know, weeks or months where, I mean, it's a grind. And I understand how difficult it is for people not only to get out of bed, but to get through the day. And I think the biggest message that I would say is that there is help out there. And I know as men, we're so geared mm-hmm. towards I take care of my own problems, but I know in terms of medication or talking to others about the situation, there's so many people out there that do struggle with this issue. It's like to have that conversation and that dialogue, although it doesn't take the pain away, it's good to know that others are going through it and that they can be sympathetic to your cause.
Bruce, have you ever been able to pinpoint where this you know, where it came from in terms of this depression? I mean, I definitely think that, you know, spirits can be transferable, but where do you think this came from?
I'm not sure. And like I said, my mother was as awesome a woman as, and I'm so blessed to have had her as a mother. And what a compassionate person and outgoing and all the qualities that I would like to be able to relate to other people with. And she just, I mean, it was a grind. And you could just see it on her countenance and how she carried this weight. And, you know, back in the late 60s, early 70s, it wasn't spoken about. And I know the times that I've been depressed, I give such great credit. I know we're all going through different things, but especially when you're depressed, when that kind of hidden, unseen weight is on you, and it's all you can do to get through the next breath. It's almost like every exhale is just, oh gosh, I got through that minute.
Right.
You lay down at night and you're like, you're thankful that the day's over, but you're almost, you have anxiety that, oh gosh, I got to get up and do this again. So I have great empathy and great respect for people that deal with it. And, you know, I believe that take advantage of those resources, whether it's advice or counseling or just knowing that others are going through what you're going through, or medication for that matter.
You've been listening to the voice of Bruce Matthews, NFL great, selected to 14 consecutive Pro Bowls, tied for the all-time record, 9 All-Pro selections, 19 years in the NFL, and 296 games played. The title of his new book, you got to go out and get a copy, Inside the NFL's First Family, My Life of Football, Faith, and Fatherhood. It is truly inspirational. You have an amazing story to share. What a journey. Bruce, what an honor it is to have you on our program and on our network at SB Nation Radio. I hope to meet you in the future, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much. It's been an honor.
Absolutely. Much more coming your way right here at SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. Join us at Twitter @ERadioSports, and we will be right back.